Hello and welcome again to the Daily Inspiration for today. I'd like you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Verse 5, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For the Lord loveth, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he among? Is what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Continuing just a few more verses. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. We'll stop with that. We could go on, but we've got to look at this subject of chastisement. God is wanting us to be something for his glory, and as it even said in there, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. He wants us to be conformed into that image. That's why this chapter starts off with lay aside. We've got a cloud of witnesses that have been faithful, that have been through the fire, they've been through the flood, and now they're watching us. It's like we're on the playing field now and they're watching us. And they're rooting for us. They're cheering for us. And they're wanting us to win the race. And the only way to win the race is to lay aside the weights and the sin. But that's not enough. You've got to be looking at the prize. And the prize of the Christian at the finish line is the Lord Jesus. But not only is he a prize at the finish line, he's the one that helps you run. He's the one that picks you up when you fall. He's the one that pours the oil in the wine and in your wounds when you have them. And he endured everything that you could endure. He's already won. And that's what you've got to realize. This race is already won. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he's won this race. And in this race, we are going to have difficulties. And we are going to be corrected by God. If you don't let God correct you, which he's going to if you're his son, it's the proof. That's what you got to realize. Chastening is a proof of being a son of God. It is the proof of our sonship. And, you know, the Old Testament prophet said, your own wickedness will correct you. So if you don't become a faithful believer and a follower and let God correct you, oh, my friend, your wickedness will correct you. So I would rather have the hand of God correcting me than wickedness. And the proof of ownership of God in our lives, that we own him, he owns us, he loves us, we're in him and he's in us, is that we endure this chastening. And there's a key there. The word says you must endure chastening in verse 7. That means you've got to let it do what it has to do. Let it complete what it has to do. You have to go through it. And it says that if you don't let God do it, which we are partakers of God, and we are partakers of correction. Otherwise, it uses that word that used to not be a bad word, but they make it a bad word today. But in the Bible, the word is bastard, and it means an illegitimate son. So I hope that you understand a little bit what I'm talking about today. If not, get on your knees and ask God to give you light. Read through Hebrews 12 and let God speak to you. And hopefully, Lord willing, we'll dig in this subject a little deeper tomorrow. So be still and know that he's God. Allow God to make you a partaker of his holiness through chastening. God bless your day.